You're listening to Crime Hive, and this is another true crime story of how they were caught.
Crime Hive.
Now, this story takes place in Jacksonville, Florida. There seems to be a lot of cases in Florida. But this was back on November 26th, 1998, when a waitress, her name was Corey Parker, she'd been going to college in the area, working hard. And it wasn't like her to not show up for work one day for her shift. And so employees were immediately concerned. And I've done cases like this in the past where you have someone who is very disciplined and they're punctual and people notice these things. It was the same case with her when she didn't show up for work one day. The cook who worked there was concerned enough to go check her apartment. Went there, saw the door was locked, was able to see through her window and made a gruesome discovery when he found her covered in blood all over her body in her bed. And there was blood all over the wall. He, of course, would call police and police would go out and investigate and see immediately that this was a very violent crime. She'd actually been staged sexually. She was nude, her legs were spread apart, yet an autopsy would later reveal there was no sign of a sexual assault. But the violence in this crime was atrocious, as she had been stabbed 101 times, which is quite amazing. You hear about some of these stabbings, but if you can imagine 101 times someone is being stabbed, that is just beyond brutal. So you're looking at someone who very angry at women, apparently. The night before, Corey Parker had gone out to a bar with some friends. She would come back around 1 a.m. Investigators noticed her clothes that she wore that night out were folded at the bottom of the bed. So this suggested that she had actually gone into bed. And they were believing that possibly this suspect may have been waiting for her and hiding, possibly in a closet, waiting for her to go to sleep. And then she was attacked violently in her bed. A gold-plated Zippo lighter was found in the bedroom, and it appeared to be left by the suspect. Corey Parker did smoke, but no friends recognized this Zippo. So they dusted it, but they couldn't find any prints. They continued searching around the apartment, and they did find a blood stain on the kitchen counter and then also on the windowsill above the sink. So these small bits of blood were found near this window, which suggested the entry and exit by the suspect. So police then go to Corey's phone records to find out who's been in contact with her. And they find this individual named Eric Jones, who had been calling her repeatedly before she died. They want to interview him, obviously. So they go out and interview him. And they learned that he was obsessed with her and wanted to go out with her, but she refused to. He had no criminal record, yet was so bizarre in this police interview because he would go on to tell police about these fantasies he had about raping women and told police how he would have killed Corey if he had actually done it, saying things like he would slit her throat at first so that she couldn't scream for help. So just very disturbing to learn that he's just so willingly telling police this information. So they quickly put him on top as a suspect, but they did have some DNA evidence from that blood. And one other thing I should mention is they also found some hairs in the victim's hand. It appeared as if she had forcefully removed those hairs from the suspect during the struggle. And one of those hairs had the root intact, which meant there was a way to extract DNA from that hair. So that DNA from the blood, from the hair, did not match this disturbed individual named Eric Jones. So they actually had to rule him out. Though on my TikTok and Instagram, I heard comments about, you know, I hope police are keeping tabs on him. And that's a very good point because you got to wonder what did happen to this Eric Jones? Where is he now? What might he have done with such disturbing behavior? Just a side note on that. Now, a medical exam would again show no signs of a sex crime, but there were defensive wounds on her hands and her arms. They looked at the database because they had the DNA. So they looked in the criminal state database and the national database, and they just couldn't find anyone who may have been convicted of a crime, a felony, that would match that DNA. They even pulled DNA from over 38 men, apparently. They interviewed all sorts of people. I should mention that Corey had a boyfriend, but he was quickly eliminated because he was out of town during Thanksgiving and he had a very solid alibi and the DNA did not match. So they interview some more people and they learn that there was a friend, Tiffany Smith, that actually had gone out to the bar with her that night before she went missing. And this too was very bizarre with this individual when police interviewed her, because she also seemed to be infatuated with Corey. And some people believe there may have even been a romantic element. She may have been romantically, not necessarily involved, but wanting to get involved with Corey. And she told friends that she had been in contact with Corey at 2 a.m., She called her, but Corey was asleep and she had woken her up. She said she went to her house even at 4 a.m., but no one was there and she left. So kind of a weird tale, a weird story. And so police look at phone records and they see that she didn't actually call her friend Corey. So she had lied apparently about this call. You know, she seemed to know things about the crime scene that was not released to public. So they were very much on alert with this woman, Tiffany Smith. It just wouldn't be the case of a possible suspect, though, because her DNA also did not match. They learned that she knew someone who had been out to the scene in the emergency field and may have divulged some of those facts about the case to her. So that's how she knew some of that information. Furthermore, the DNA showed that there was a Y chromosome in the blood, which meant that it had to be a male suspect, not a female suspect. So though such a bizarre person as well, police eliminated her. So you can tell that they're really investigating this. I mean, they're really trying to find out who did this, but it would be another 18 months before they would really get the tip that would spiral this investigation into the right direction. About 18 months later, police received a tip that a man named Robert Denny was working and had acted strange around coworkers the day he was working. And this happened to be when Corey was killed. And he told other employees that his child had been killed and he needed to get home and prepare for his son's funeral. He raised money and people gave him money because they were trying to support him. But they would later learn that Robert Denny did not even have a son, essentially had conned them and left, and they didn't know where he was. Police made a disturbing discovery when they learned he had lived in the same apartment complex as the victim and apparently had a view of her window. So he had this direct line of sight with her window. Apparently, he would watch her often. He told friends that he watched her and apparently masturbated while doing it. They thought that was very disturbing, and police would find out that information and they would go to this apartment, but he was no longer there. He had been kicked out because he had a porn addiction and was living with a roommate. And I can't remember if this was a sister of his or someone related to him, but he lived with someone there and he was looking over her bed one day, just staring at her and doing odd things. And so he was kicked out. Police would conduct a background check on Robert Denny. And though he didn't seem to have a criminal record, his brother had been in prison, was still in prison for stabbing someone 97 times. So that immediately piqued their interest because you have Robert Denny who stabbed someone, well, allegedly at this point, stabbed someone 101 times. And then his brother had stabbed someone 97 times. So police want to track him down. And they do find him in Maryland. And another odd situation in Maryland, as he was living with a 52-year-old married woman. And apparently he had convinced this woman to live there with her and her husband. And he would end up having a relationship with her sexually, right under the nose of the husband. Police would contact him and they kind of used a ruse to interview him. You know, they made up the story that they believed he was in a fight and they wanted his DNA to prove that he was innocent. But Robert Denny seemed to pick up on the fact that they wanted his DNA. He did everything he could to not allow that. Three examples. He smoked cigarettes, but he would always keep the butts and would not discard them in the ashtray so police could later collect them to compare DNA. Then police tried to give him water, you know, so he would drink some water. They would later collect the water bottle or the cup, and they would be able to get DNA that way. But he refused. And so police said, okay, you're refusing DNA. Why don't you sign this paperwork saying that you're refusing to allow us to take your DNA and just go ahead and lick this envelope for us and seal it. And he again wouldn't lick the envelope. Police wanted to get his saliva for DNA, but he caught on to that. So police had no choice but to let him go, and they decided to conduct surveillance, both at his home and his work, all over. For days, they would notice him go on a work break, and he would smoke a cigarette, but then he would keep the butt of the cigarette. 2 days later, they finally got a break when he was smoking. He ended up spitting on the sidewalk 6 different times. There had been a fresh rain, and so there were these rain puddles nearby, and he was spitting. And apparently, one time he spit into this puddle. Well, the spit remained at the top of the puddle. So when he went back in to work, investigators quickly went to the spot where he was spitting, and they saw the fresh spit on top of the puddle. They were actually able to collect his spit, therefore getting his DNA. And that DNA would match the blood evidence and the hair evidence from that crime scene that killed Corey. So police then make an arrest. He denied ever being at her apartment. Now, that's really interesting because when you talk to a defense attorney, that's a big deal because it can actually be a little difficult for prosecutors to get evidence if someone says they had been at that place. So that can actually, in a sense, be in favor of the suspect if they're telling police they were, in fact, in that apartment or at that scene before, because that would mean that their DNA would most likely be there. It's very hard in court to be able to convict someone sometimes based on that type of evidence, knowing that he was there, possibly maybe even cut himself before. You know, of course, his hair might be there and all these things, but the circumstantial evidence was built on that DNA in this case. And then you take all the facts and all the circumstances, they were able to put a case together that would ultimately convict him. You know, one small thing was his girlfriend. Robert's girlfriend mentioned the gold-plated Zippo was his. So all these little bits of evidence would stack on each other. The DNA evidence, of course, was the big evidence. Police believed that he obsessed over Corey and would stalk her, knew her schedule. And when she left to go out that evening, he most likely went inside, hid, and waited for her to come back. And this was just the day before Thanksgiving. She goes to bed, he attacks her, he possibly cut himself, because when you're using a knife and stabbing someone 101 times, the chances of you cutting yourself is very high. He may have, from that cut, there was some small bits of blood when he escaped out the window and didn't realize those hairs were in the victim's hand during the struggle. So it just takes one mistake, and he made multiple mistakes and would ultimately serve life in prison without parole. And that was how he was caught.
Crime Hive.